This is the May 2023 monthly roundup from Market Desk. The monthly roundup summarizes our team's latest macro strategy notes, core ratings changes, and portfolio allocation views in between the quarterly asset allocators guide. There is no change in our investment view. We continue to view the market as too focused on when Fed policy will end, rather than the lagged impact Fed policy will have on the economy and corporate earnings. We have previously discussed the quant pack's growing list of negative macro headwinds, including tighter lending standards, a continued manufacturing contraction, and rising unemployment. The weight of the evidence suggests the U.S. economy is heading for a hard landing with no clear catalyst to change what is already in motion. Figure 5, which graphs the year-over-year growth rate of construction spending and overlays prior recessions, adds more evidence. Construction spending grew at a plus 3.7% annual rate in March, the slowest annual growth rate since June 2019. The sharp slowdown is an indication that higher interest rates are starting to impact construction activity as an increasing number of projects from the COVID-era boom are completed and fewer new projects are started due to higher interest rates. This cycle is complicated by the flood of COVID-related stimulus, which likely delays the transmission of higher interest rates into the economy. While the process could take longer today, the endpoint is unlikely to change. Credit markets have already started to price in a recession. Figure 1 shows the CCC to BB spread, which measures the gap between the lowest-rated high-yield bonds and the highest-rated high-yield bonds, expanded in 2022 as investors priced in tighter lending standards and slower economic activity. While the CCC to BB spread is wide by historical standards, it is well below peaks from the dot-com bubble, 2008 financial crisis, 2015 to 2016 industrial recession, and COVID. Based on today's level, we estimate high yield spreads currently price in a mild recession. If the slowdown is a mild recession, CCC high yield bonds are likely a good buy at current spreads. However, if the slowdown is a deeper recession, CCC bonds could generate further losses and offer a better entry point in the future. Leading indicators highlight the near-term risk-reward is skewed to the downside, which is why we continue to favor higher quality credits such as U.S. Treasuries and MBS. Duration is also tricky due to the risk that persistent inflation forces the Fed to keep interest rates higher for longer. However, even under a higher-for-longer scenario, we see few catalysts to pressure longer maturity yields higher. This lack of upward pressure on the long end of the curve, plus concerns about the Fed breaking something, gives us the confidence to extend duration in order to protect against macro deterioration and stress. While the credit market prices in some degree of a recession, the same can't be said for the equity market. One clear example, Figure 4 shows the home building industry trades near an all-time high. Looking at the broad index, Figure 3 shows the S&P 500 is nearly unchanged on both a one-year and two-year basis. There are two ways to view the market today. Number 1, 2022 was a cyclical bear market, October 2022 was the bottom, and the S&P 500 has entered a new bull market. Or, number 2, 2022 was an event-driven bear market, i.e., Fed policy, and the impact of 2022's tightening has not yet been felt. While we acknowledge some of the sell-off was macro-related, we believe the majority of 2022's sell-off was attributed to PE multiples, falling back to reality after the 0% interest rate era, and the Fed's tightening will slow the economy more than the market expects in 2023 and 2024. History shows it takes 9 to 12 months for Fed policy to impact the economy, which means the cumulative effect of the 5% rise in interest rates will show up in late 2023 and early 2024, not this summer. Near term, it is difficult to know how bonds and stocks will perform. It is no secret that higher interest rates slow economic growth, and an increasing number of investors are positioning portfolios in accordance with that view. The issue is timing macro catalysts is notoriously difficult, which is why there are periods like the first half of 2007 when the equity market traded higher against deteriorating conditions. Those trying to time the market end up providing fuel for the next rally when they mistime the market and are forced to cover their shorts. It is a tedious and mentally draining process. We look forward to the day when the risk-reward is more favorable, but now is the time to be highly risk-conscious in order to avoid unforced portfolio errors. See the Market Desk portal for additional research.